Do you live next to a musical instrument?
Oh, no.
You what?
Do you live next to someone who plays a musical instrument? Maybe, you know, it's a retiree who just decides on a Sunday morning, I'm going to do saxophone practice. Maybe it's a child that's decided it wants to take up recording lessons because recorder artists are huge recording artists. Give us a call on 132710 because I'm that person.
Who do you live next to?
We have a drum kit because my...
Of course you have.
My fiancé is... in heavy metal bands, and he can play the drums, he can play most instruments and sing or whatever, but he's doing drum lessons. Okay. And we have a studio now in the backyard, so he's doing drum lessons for kids.
Oh, no.
Drum lessons for kids. Oh, and the other day...
That'd be a nightmare.
It was back-to-back. It was a really cool little six-year-old and then a 14-year-old that's learning really cool songs. So... it's quite interesting to learn the difference between, you know, a little kid thrashes and a bigger kid thrashes as well, but...
They all just thrash.
Yeah. So from inside my house, I recorded the studio outside our house and it was a two-hour session because it was one back-to-back. Oh, here good. We go. Have a listen. Yeah.
That's really relaxing.
It is, isn't it?
I could fall asleep to that.
It's good, isn't it?
That sounds pretty
inside. I so wish I was your neighbour.
No. And don't worry. Jamie,
and that's inside
Jamie's,
another room.
That's inside a whole studio. We've got a whole studio in our backyard. And the thing is, Jamie teaches them by showing them, look, you're going to be like this one day and starts playing Metallica and Pantera and just absolutely goes nuts. So here's some more. I thought I'd call the other kid. Yeah. So we're trying to deaden it a bit at the moment.
How long does he play for?
Well, anyway, our neighbours who... Well, it was 2 hours. It was an hour session back to back, the two kids. So our neighbours have a drum kit and they are, you know, they are...
Yep.
Let's just say they have caused me lots of problems over the years. Not the grandparents, the kids.
Yeah, NQR.
And they've got a drum kit that they can't play, so they decided, you know, because they never keep me up at night, to smash theirs.
Oh, so it was a drum off.
Yeah, but they were worse than a six-year-old and these guys are in their 20s. So I want to know, give us a call, 132710. Do you live next to a musical instrument and how annoying is it? I know it. Three blind mice.
Nearly, yes. I just don't know the middle bit.
How good. 132710, do you live next to a musical instrument?
I can't believe I am that neighbour, but yes. Jamie... he loves his heavy metal. He's in heavy metal bands. He plays guitar. He plays drums. And now he's teaching drum lessons to kids, which is really cute. But we've got a studio.
We've
got a studio and it's really cool and he's got a drum kit for kids. We're trying to make sure it's not as loud as that and it's supposed to be a soundproof studio.
That's working well.
Well, when it comes to drums. But we want to know, are you living next to a musical instrument? Give us a call on 132710.
Ruth's in Southport. Who are you living next to? Anyone noisy?
It's actually my daughter's neighbours, and I go up and babysit sometime, and they have a drum kit, and their children are probably 6 and 7, and at 6 in the morning they decide they'll play. Oh. And then one gets on the drums, one will get the pots out of the cupboard, and the other one will get the pot lids.
Ooh, good.
And they just bang away for hours until you want to go over there and put the... head between the pot
fits. Oh, Ruthie.
Nice and relaxing, this sound, isn't
it? Isn't that great? Yeah. Well,
it's terrible.
Maybe they can get drum lessons and then at least they're in time.
They live in Logan.
Yeah. it is frustrating, but even like at the guitar, like, because people don't have any soundproofing, but they've got to practice. We understand them kids have to practice, but I do feel sorry for all those. Even the parents have got to.
Oh,
sit through it.
Put up with it. Thanks, Ruthie.
Hey, good on you, Ruth. I tell you what, you can go see some real rock and roll. We've got some tickets for Jimmy Barnes for you, okay?
Yay!
I love you, because I'm going to Bali this morning, in the morning, and that'll be great.
Gee, tough life.
Yeah, that's how badly you want to get away from the drums, is it?
Yeah, I'm going to miss Bridgie's hands party. I'm really peeved.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
You're on the shortlist too, but
yes.
Anyway, we've got a free opportunity now for somebody else to jump on board.
All right,
All right, Ruth. Jimmy Barnes shutting down your town tour with special guest Jet. Is It Hotter? Sunday, October 20. Tickets through hotter.com.au. Double pass for you.
Thank you. Have a good day, guys.